This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the 2019 National Agriculture Day. It's coming up next month, the 14th of March. You can get more information at the website agday.org. The decline of the rural population has stopped. I'll talk about it coming up after this. I'm Max Armstrong, and I'm honored to tell you about Ag Day 2019. The Agriculture Council of America proudly celebrates the wholesome contributions of our country's farms and farm families each March on National Agriculture Day. We celebrate because agriculture is at the heart of our country's health and prosperity. It's our backbone, the fabric and fuel of American ingenuity. Quite simply, it's food for life. The Agriculture Council of America and our esteemed industry partners invite you to celebrate National Agriculture Day on March 14th, 2019. You can find ideas for planning your own Ag Day events on the National Ag Day website. That's agday.org. We invite you to join us as we pay tribute to the wholesome contributions of America's farmers. Agriculture, food for life. As I often point out, rural America in many of the counties designated rural in this country is much more than farming America. There are businesses and industries in many of the counties that have nothing to do with agriculture. Conversely, some of our counties are almost totally ag in one way or another. And we saw the rural population declining for a period of several years. Actually, that started about 9 years ago, back in 2010, and the rural population reached its lowest level around 2011-2012. But since then, it has begun to reverse. And in 2016-2017, rural counties added population for the first time this decade. And the recent upturn in rural population comes from increasing rates of net migration, as opposed to natural change, in other words, births minus deaths. Increased net migration has coincided with declining rural unemployment, rising incomes, and declining poverty. This has been going on since about 2013. Since peaking in 2010, rural unemployment, which peaked then at more than 10%, has steadily declined. Unemployment in rural areas now is only about 4.4%. And unemployment dropped, of course, in the urban areas, too. Declining unemployment rates and a small increase in population ages 16 and older corresponded to the addition of more than 650,000 jobs in rural counties. Now, that took place between 2013 and 2017. And at the same time, falling labor force participation, due primarily to an aging population, corresponded to a decline in employment of nearly 280,000 altogether. And, oh yes, there's the graying of the rural areas, too. I'll talk about that after this.